Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this queer academic says that PDF ideas should be taught in schools. How about no? Someone needs to check her hard drive though, if that even is a her. And if they do find something bad, then maybe we should change the laws to make the wood chipper go brr. The only people that seem to want to make PDF ideas socially acceptable are usually PDF files themselves. Instead of MAP standing for Minor Attracted Person, some people suggest that it should actually be an acronym for Millstone Attached Person instead. Up next, remember everyone that if you can't tip your server 30%, then you can't go out to eat. Fine, I won't go out and eat then. And apparently a lot of people are avoiding restaurants as well. In Vegas, it's so bad that the waitstaff is only seeing half the usual business. I'm always left a 15% tip for good service and 10% or less if it's bad. I used to work as a bingo runner and saw people win $2,000 in front of me and didn't leave me any money. That's just part of the game if you work at a job with tips. Number three, remember everyone that Ken says that feminists wear nose rings because no one will put one on their finger. If we say that to leftist women enough, that eventually it'll no longer be fashionable to get them. Looks like Ken understands that satire is the best when it's based on absolute truth. Also, does anyone notice that the feminist women yapping the most about abortions are usually the ones that can't get a schlong or are too fat or unhealthy to even get pregnant? Moving on, and speaking of those who can't get pregnant, looks like this is one of them. Unfortunately, she was a mukbang TikTok star and died at the age of 24. People are asking, was she vaxxed? Yeah, she was probably filled with cream pudding and fudge. When you live by the fork, you die by the fork. Although I'm pretty sure it wasn't that that actually did her in. But it was probably climate change. At least she went out with a mukbang. So stunning and grave. Number five, here's Mackenzie Bezos, the richest woman in the world with $40 billion from a divorce. And yet researchers are amazed as to why more men than ever are going their own way. Women don't just cost you money, but they also cost you time, emotional, and mental energy. For the average woman, she's not going to see this kind of money, but she usually ends up with a house after a divorce. When AI takes a ton of jobs, real estate will permanently crash. Enjoy that, ladies. Up next, it's pizza time, and these two show up at your door. Do you let them in, and who the hell are they? Just some 304s that want a tip for delivering the pizza, and you're tipping them after the meal. But after watching that film with Keanu Reeves where he let those two young women in to wreck his life, I don't let any strangers in. However, if these dudes came to my door, I might have to make an exception. Looks like we're living in a simulation and there are copies of J.D. Vance everywhere. Number 7, with the high cost of living these days, this is increasingly women's dream. To find a rich man in finance at age 94, in very poor health with no living relatives. After a woman finds him and gets all that money, she's then going to look for a guy in finance that's 6'5", with blue eyes and has a trust fund. It's never enough for them. I've seen older women find older men with money and no family, and then marry them, and use them as their retirement backup plan. Moving on, somebody says he wants to see companies start up that make analog pickup trucks and washers and dryers, that are built in an analog way that you can fix yourself and they cost less because they're basic. I think that Toyota is doing that with their Helix Champ truck in Thailand. And it's a basic pickup truck for $13,000. But they'll never sell in the United States because it would mean cannibalizing their own sales. Car companies make the most off of overpriced pickup trucks and SUVs. Number 9, first you heard of the government ending Peanut the Squirrel. Now in Louisiana, wildlife agents seized the blind wild deer and ended it in front of its family. They had it for 7.5 years and it wasn't bugging anyone. The family even bonded with the deer. They were also fined for $1,600 for keeping it. It was still wild on their property, though. Some Karen probably called the government to take out that deer. The deer was technically wild, and it could come and go on its own. Up next, these ladies say that plus-size people are hot. Well, if that's the case, then why don't they roll around in the mud to cool off? Imagine if short men went around saying that short people were hot. Everyone would laugh at them and call them manlet or something. I can smell this picture. It smells like buckets of sweat. Also, if something is really true, then you don't have to say it over and over again to convince yourself and others that it is true. Number 11, here's a picture of Magic Johnson and his wonderful family. But what I want to know is, who's the dude on the right? I'm talking about the family member that no one wants to be close to. Homeboy could have been a 6'10" powerhouse in the NBA, but chose to be a power bottom instead. Instead, he sticks out like an elephant in this particular room. As for the reason they're apart, it's probably because the family wants to eventually crop this photo like this. Moving on, PayPal banned 90% of the world for buying Steam games using the service. This is financial repression when you can't buy certain things in certain jurisdictions. For example, in Canada, I use Kraken and they just told me I can't buy Monero anymore, and that I have to get rid of it. Another crypto exchange Uphold banned Canadians from buying any crypto and having an account entirely. Governments don't want to see money leaving their economies. PayPal also probably doesn't want to deal with scammers from other countries. Number 13, this baby was conceived as an embryo back in 1992, and was finally born to a mother that was born in 1991. Is this the future? I think it is if you're rich. I'll make some embryos, have them frozen, make up $100 million, and then when I'm dead, the people inheriting all that money, if they want that cash, will have to have and raise my kids. My greatest fear was always having kids and being disappointed by them, that they would never live up to my expectations. Plus, my health wouldn't be able to handle them at this point. Maybe the AI version of me will end up raising them. Who knows? Up next, remember everyone that boomers are gonna boom. They get free healthcare, fat retirements off of asset prices going up during their lifetimes, and yet boomers expect their kids to earn their way through the world the way that they did. But zoomers and millennials need to stop complaining and throw the boomer playbook of owning a house and a marriage out the window. We have Bitcoin and the internet to build remote businesses. And we can also invest in AI companies. AI is about to make boomers' homes collapse in price. Use new technology to rob the boomers of their retirement. Number 15, is it true that if YouTube requires age verification, that we should be allowed to post corn on it? But YouTube doesn't require age verification if you have an account for a decade now, and you watch content that's considered for older viewers. But getting younger viewers to verify their age is a step in the wrong direction. It's just going to push them onto other platforms like Rumble instead of just accepting the slop that the YouTube algorithm feeds them, because it identifies them as being younger. Moving on, the leaders in Cincinnati want to prosecute a white man for using a racial slur in a street brawl. Because, you know, a white woman gets knocked within an inch of her life and it's blacks that are most affected, because someone insulted them while they were beating her. I doubt he'll be prosecuted, and if he is, it won't stick, because of his First Amendment rights. 10 years ago, a story like this would have been considered satire. Today, it's serious. Number 17, speaking of parody, I hope this is also parody. Sophia Lee says that it's only 7 days now until she travels to Afghanistan as a solo 20-something American girl traveler. I hope she's bringing her burqa as well as a chaperone. I guess not if it's solo. Someone needs to tell her parents to pick out a coffin right now. If she does go, then she's probably asking for involuntary group activities involving all of her orifices, and new ones that will end up being created. Up next, Bill Burr used to be one of my heroes, because of his anti-marriage rants. And here he is quoted as saying that marriage is like jumping out of a plane with a 50-50 chance that your parachute won't open. He says he's not going to marry because he doesn't like those odds. But he did end up getting married. He used to be my hero. Now he's just a has-been. Marriage also melted this dude's brain and he's no longer edgy and funny. Number 19, speaking of marriage, I had to share this one again. That 80% of Gen Zers would marry an AI. Looks like we're doomed as a species once the AI sex bots show up. Guys would love this technology because then they would never have to deal with rejection ever again. It's doubtful that women would love it though, because there's no way to extract wealth and resources from it unless it's also programmed to work around the house and protect her from intruders. Moving on, healthy incandescent light bulbs will be coming back to promote innovation and competition. But why are they healthy, you ask? Because they have the full spectrum of light, unlike compact fluorescents, which only show you the limited spectrum, and that's it. Call me crazy, but incandescent light bulbs are also one of the three key elements I need in order to have precognitive dreams. I have to be near them in the future if I want to send information back to the past. Number 21, Rami says that her hot take is that men have it easier on dating apps than women do. Only the top 5% of men, though. But then again, all men except the top 5% are completely invisible to chicks. So yeah, men do have it easy from that perspective. Dating apps are great if you're in the top tier. But for every other man, they suck. This is just proof that women exist in a completely different world than men do. So Rami is right from a certain point of view. Up next, what unpopular opinion do you have about women that'll make them chase you down in a stampede? Mine is that men shouldn't get married. 10 years ago, they would have trampled me in a stampede for promoting that idea. They even put me at the top of the Homeland Security watch list that said that I was promoting male supremacy. You can't make that sort of stuff up. Today I'll tell women a body count over 3 or 4 means that they're for the streets, and then they'll start to stampede. Number 23, someone says that this is the most unattractive thing a woman can have. But what do you even call those things? Are they folds or the Barbie leg sockets? Even so, those aren't the worst things that a woman can have. The worst thing is a penis. Any guy that thinks that a woman having folds like this is unattractive is probably gay. And the best thing a woman can have for him is that penis. Moving on, here's the most effective birth control methods known to man and their effectiveness. The only way to be 100% sure that you don't get a woman pregnant is if you're ugly. And if you think the solution is to become a passport bro, then what happens when your half-a-pino son needs to find a wife one day? He'll just end up being a bigger incel than you were in the West. Why doom him to a life of dating island dwarfism? Most men never reproduce throughout history, so get over it. Number 25 and the last one, here's what Sydney Sweeney would look like if she was a liberal. At least if she looked like this, people wouldn't call her a racist white supremacist. And women would call her beautiful at her size because they wouldn't want her to lose any weight because it would reduce the competition. Whoever made this is just trying to ruin her for all of us. Notice how they don't show the rest of her body. They don't want us to see that her chesticles would probably be the size of her head. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.